also No Bra Day. So I would say, Big Fatty, don't wear your bra today. Just let them free flow. Just let them hang all out there and do whatever it is that they do. Because, you know, occasionally you have to air them out. We have been watching.
Trademark Daniel Brewer.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
We have been watching. Big Fatty, let them hang all out there.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4662. I say chew. The BFO for two. I say choosy. The 23rd of December, 2025. Y'all coming up on today's. Say it with me. I'm going to tell you all about my day, which includes, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, everybody. Hello, stocking stuffers. Big Fatty, that was you yesterday. Well, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're stocking stuffers because, y'all, time is running out because, y'all, before you know it, you know what's going to be happening.
Batman's coming, Batman's coming.
Y'all, only three more envelopes to open here on the Wicked Official Advent Mark and Calendar. Y'all, let's see, where is the 23? The 23 right down here at the bottom. Y'all, it's a long envelope. Let's show. Oh, Big Fatty, what's... Oh, y'all, it's... It looks like Scotch tape or something. In fact, I think that's what it is. It's got some... That's exactly what it is. It's got two different, one is, I guess, Galinda, and one of them is Elphaba. I see Elphaba's hat and broom on one of them, I can't tell what's on, maybe that's, Galinda's wand or something. So that's kind of interesting. A little something out of the ordinary. Yes, Big Fatty, out of the ordinary. Kind of like you.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, today, the 23rd of December, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've been worried sick, I tell you, about this person. Y'all, it's been more than a month of Sundays since we heard from him, and y'all, I just hope he's... doing well and successful. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm sure of it. And taking care of little maybe. Y'all, he's longtime listener and supporter of the BFO, y'all. And Big Fatty has been very lucky to have several pieces of his works of art. Y'all, there's only one, and y'all, I am talking about the one and only Gus Chan. Big Fatty, we love Gus Chan. We do indeed. Worried sick, though. Worried sick. So, y'all, if you see Gus Chan on any of the social medias, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, and let him know that Big Fatty is worried sick. Yes, Big Fatty, we got it. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday.
Fatty, I just love this crumb of music. I do too. Yo, that reminds me back to the concert on Saturday evening. Y'all, I've noticed one thing in a lot of Chris Crema music. The violins or the stringed instruments, if you will, y'all, they do a lot of plucking. Be very vulgar. Plucking. Oh, like a chicken? Yes, it's like plucking a chicken. And Big Fat, is that anything like choking a chicken? No, absolutely no. No, Big Fatty. Okay, pluck it. You know, you hear them plucking? Yes, Big Fatty, we heard the plucking. Y'all, it's just, I love it. I just love it. Big Fatty, who gives a pluck? And y'all, before I get into my day, I just want to say I put old Crooked Hat at the beginning of today's little show, because y'all, he put out a message on the Twitty. I don't know if it was the Twitty or the Big Blue Butterfly. I think it was the Blue Butterfly. That y'all, he's just gonna take a sabbatical. Oh yes, Big Fatty, it sounds very professional. A little show sabbatical. He says that he will be back sometime next year, probably in June. He's taken leave to kind of calm his nerves and just kind of relax. Yes, Big Fatty. But he said he will be back. So if you're missing old Crooked Hat, you might want to send him an e-letter or a voice letter and just say, hey Crooked Hat, Big Hardy said to say hello. You don't have to, you know, anyway. So Crooked Hat, looking forward to you coming back whenever you're ready. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, one of my neighbors stopped by, actually this was before my gentleman caller came by. She brought me a box, kind of a baker's box, if you will, with the cellophane window. And y'all, it was full of homemade cookeries. And y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. They are so good. They are absolutely, they're the bee's knees. Big Fatty didn't know bees had knees. Well, they do. And y'all, there was, there was peppermint bark, and there was iced sugar cookies in different shapes, and a couple of gingerbread men. And there's some that have some jam or jelly or something in between the layers. I hadn't gotten to those yet. And, y'all, there was even a golden chocolate cohen in the box. So, y'all, it's, you know, you're getting old when people, the Hatterina used to say, you know you're old when people bring you a poinsettia. Well, y'all, I'd be thrilled if I got a poinsettia, a close second is plates or packages of goodies. Oh yes, Big Fatty, the old people love the sweets. They do indeed. So anyway, y'all, one other thing. Y'all, are you listening to the Ruination, the early years? Because y'all, it absolutely makes me chuckle of how the mechanicals screw up things. Because y'all, on this last episode, Miss Bacon commented on it, how they were talking about Connie, the representative from AirTran, who was helping Big Fatty with his lost valise. And y'all, Connie was not her name. her name was Cunty McCunt-Cunt. But that's, they thought I was saying Connie. So y'all, if you listen to that episode, now you know who Connie is. But y'all, it's just so funny how they get confused on different things. And y'all, it's just kind of fun. Just kind of fun. Speaking of Miss Bacon, y'all, she's put out two of the Epitome little shows here lately. And y'all, it's just lovely. Lovely to hear her dulcet tones. Big Fatty, don't say dull. No, dulcet is calming tone. Oh, okay. Okay. And anyway, and let's see, what else was I going to say? Let's look at the list here. And let's see, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, we did not record the LFC because Veda was very busy. Very busy, I tell you. And we're recording it later Monday afternoon after I finish all this. And so you'll get a LFC for this week, even though last week's was ruined, totally ruined. So we'll see if you actually get one. But anyway, watch the sports ball and the 60 minutes. And y'all, controversy over there at the CBA. Y'all, it's not Papa's today. It's all those cookeries. And y'all slept like a baby on Sunday night. Got up Monday morning. Had my coffee. Y'all, I had some sausage balls for my brufkus. Read my mechanical newspaper. And then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. Y'all, I did just Fat Acres today because the nip had sent me a testimonium saying, "Brother Freddy, are you going to the Von Seest on Wednesday?" I said, "No." And he says, "Well, I need to go. Would you like to go with me today?" I said, "Yes." So y'all, today, and y'all, he drove. So Earl Grey is just as filthy as it can possibly be. And y'all, we went to the Von Seest. Yes, Big Freddy. Went to the Von Seest on Monday, and y'all, it is very lactose influence today. Lurie Warbucks will be thrilled to hear this one. Y'all, I needed to get more cheese because I need to make my little ham sandwiches for our New Year's get together next week. And y'all, I needed some more cheese to make my cheese cookeries because I'm getting ready to make a big batch of those. So y'all, but I also picked up a bag of those Birdseye antioxidant vegetables. They will buy one, get one free. Got one of those. Y'all got the big family size box of Triscuits. They will buy one, get one free. Y'all picked up a bag solid, the orange sesame chopped solid kit. They will buy one, get one free. Y'all, something that doesn't happen very often. Y'all, they had the Sun Chips on sale. Buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of those. And then I got I got three packages of the Sargento Swiss shredded cheese. They will buy one, get one free. Got another of the Texas Pete flavored cheese. And I got the extra shop cheddar cheese, a couple of those. Y'all, six bags of cheese. Then, of course, I had to get a couple more cheese balls because, you know, they're delicious. They're just delicious. Y'all, I spent $35.49, but I saved $32.10. Big Fatty, you're going to be constipated into the new year. Yes! And y'all, I got home and fixed those antioxidant blend vegetables. And the rest of the chicken pot pie from Fright at Fatty's. And y'all, then I just decided I needed to put my feet up. So I turned on the electric camisole and I laid down in the chamber for just a few minutes. And now here I am recording the little show. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That KC in Denver. Yes, Big Fatty. He was still waiting on the pictures of his crema tree. Yes, we are. Y'all, he sent me a gas report. $2.26 a gallon. Big Fatty, that's getting down around a Phoenix Dave prices. It's true. Big Fatty, whatever happened to Jeremiah? He always used to call. Well, I don't know what happened to Jeremiah. So anyway, but Casey in Denver said that that it was this one particular station that had it at $2.26. And that other stations nearby were 40 to 60 cents a gallon more. Big Fatty. It's just lovely. And congratulations. I hope your vehicle needed petroleum products when you saw that. You know, there's nothing worse than seeing a good deal like that and you don't need gas. Big Fatty, you always, well, no, you don't need gas. You're always full of it. Yo, it's true. Yo, let's see. I can't think of anything else. Veda and I are getting ready to sit down and record the LFC. I mentioned that earlier. He's out doing some. I guess he's doing last minute crema shopping. And y'all, that X is y'all, he's gonna make an appearance. He's gonna make an appearance here at the villa. He's coming by to see the decor.
Oh yes, Big Fatty, Alex Levev is going to see the decor.
That'll be fun, and we'll have a nice little visit. His other half, Brandon, still in the intensive care unit there at the music hospital. L hospital. Excuse me. How vulgar of me to Oh yeah, Gussie. But hopefully, all he'll want for crema is Big Fatty's two front teeth. No, I would guess. Get out of ICU. I see you. Do you see me? Big Fatty, we just drag it to the end. Just keep moving. It doesn't have to make any sense. And, well, hell, nothing makes sense on the little show. It's true. Y'all, speaking of not making any sense, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Crooked Hat. And, Crooked Hat, I know that you're filled with the crema spirit, but is there one thing you really enjoy about the crema season?
We have been watching Big Fatty let him hang all out there.
Oh, Big Fatty, he must have seen your jingle bells, yes.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.